drawing room over here.
Oh, hey, come on in. For LGBTQI people, the narrative tends to be focused on the struggles of young adulthood, of coming out, of finding a place. And really, that's hardly unique. We live in a culture that, I think it's fair to say, tends to celebrate youth, to focus on youth. A new event, the Coming Back Out Ball, is honouring the elders of the LGBTQI community and reflecting on what it means to grow older as part of that community. Tristan Meacham is the artistic director of All the Queen's Men and the Ball, and Heather Morgan is one of the LGBTQI elders being recognised by the event. Welcome to both of you.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
I'm just going to have to call a spade a spade. You don't look like elders. How did you define that? You know, you're not like... Are you elders?
Well, I don't think Tristan's an elder, but I'm in my 70s.
Okay. You're youthful looking.
Yes, that's right. Good to be a lesbian.
70s, 70s is the new 50s or something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I'm just making that up.
Yeah. So the Coming Back Out Ball has defined elders as over 65, actually.
Oh, there you go.
So,
you have defined
it. There is a definition. But obviously we're taking the First Nation notion of an elder in terms of someone that has knowledge, someone that has lived a life through lived experience and wanting to acknowledge all of the people that have paved the way for the younger generations to live with the current privileges that they do.
Okay. So Tristan, explain the title of the event, Coming Back Out.
Absolutely. So the Coming Back Out Ball was actually inspired by some research a number of years ago that actually revealed that older LGBTI people were going back into the closet to access aged care services. So they were closeting their gender, sexual or cultural identity simply to get proper care, and they didn't feel safe in those environments. As a younger gay man, I was really shocked by this. Obviously, my own coming out was problematic and traumatic, and I was really worried that as a community, we didn't know that this was one of the major social issues that LGBTI elders were facing. Obviously, there's been a lot of work that's been happening in the sector, and there's a wonderful LGBTI aged care conference that'll be taking place in the few days before the ball, and there's a lot of measures to make sure that aged care services are more inclusive and catering for individuals' needs. But I guess I was actually wanting to create an event that really honoured elders and also said that as part of the community, as a younger gay man, that I see you as elders and I respect you, and I wanted to create an event that really does celebrate your lived experience. So come out wherever you are. Let's all actually have a really great Coming Back Out party, and that's actually where the title has come from.
So, Heather, is this something you've given much thought to, growing old and identity?
Well, growing old I certainly have, you know. I mean, when you get into your 70s, you know, you're called elderly. And as a lesbian, yeah, I've been quite fearful in some ways. I have a niece, actually, who's in a nursing home, who's only 65, and I go there a lot, and the idea of going into a nursing home and coming out, I'm a kind of very friendly, touchy-feely person. So, and I don't look like whatever they call a stereotypic lesbian. And I'd be frightened to say that I was lesbian. Even now, I know that there's a lot of change happening, and hopefully by the time I get in there, I keep on saying, kill me now, I'm not going into a nursing home. Yeah.
Is it generational, though? Because, you know, young people now, I'm talking someone who's 25, I imagine their ageing process is going to be really different given awareness and the way that they do think about these issues. Is it the fact that maybe your cohort you feel uncomfortable with? Is that part of it?
Maybe. But I get a lot of people saying to me, oh, it's a lot better now, you know, coming out. And I don't know Tristan's story, but when I came out, I didn't know where to go, what to do. I was involved with setting up a service called Switchboard in those days, a telephone counselling service, and that would have been helpful for me when I came out. But I think young people nowadays, it's still scary. If you're in a country town or somewhere like that, it's pretty scary coming out as gay or different. It's about difference, you know.
Mm. And I think another interesting point is that a lot of elders have lived through historical discrimination that we are finding is happening here and now at this point in time. But it was actually a time when people were living through the idea of forced hospitalisation, imprisonment. It was only last year that the Victorian government actually expunged criminal records for gay men. And so the actual lived experience of fear of rejection from family, friends and life was actually actually very, very significant. We're seeing echoes of that happening now throughout Australia as well, and that actually has a long-term impact on people's lives, I think. Interestingly, I've had the great privilege of meeting a number of LGBTI elders who have only actually come out later in life as well, only felt the safety to be able to do that once they've actually lived a significant amount of life and felt safe to be able to do so. It's an interesting thing to note that actually LGBTI elders, some of the people that I've met, have been out for less time than some of their younger counterparts. So I think actually if we think about the things that need to happen, it's actually part of the fabric of the LGBTI community that we need to be thinking about coming out and what sort of support structures do people need across any age.
There are a few gay and lesbian specific aged care facilities starting up. Is that the answer, or does that just segregate? Are you trying to kind of change the existing places that people can go as well so that they can be more inclusive, or is it about providing alternatives?
I think that's a really good point. The approximately 9% of the population actually are at residential care. So I actually think a conversation around alternative models of community and family really need to be at the forefront of how we can actually change and support our community as well. The coming back out ball is a gesture of that, suggesting me as a young gay man, I would like to create a social space for my elders because they're my friends, they're my mentors, and we do need to be thinking about different ways to support each other. I think if we're thinking about family structures as well, the younger generation maybe have more of a queer or an LGBTI sort of sense of what that family can mean, and it's not necessarily a nuclear structure. So how do we think about maybe Heather and I should be moving out to a commune together and we can support each other and living on
well,
living together?
I would love that. I'd like a gated community.
Great.
Yeah. No, I think I have six grandchildren, and they're very cool about me being a lesbian and being out, you know. And I think it might be, like you were saying, everyone's a bit scared about going into a nursing home. But the structure I'd like, I don't know whether I say a gated community, that's how I feel sometimes. But I think that's also about ageing. I think it's a scary time for anybody.
So how do we provide, I guess, security and safety around people to ensure that they do have a community, they do
feel connected
as well?
Well, this is a start. And I think that I must say that when Kristen approached me, I was working at VAC, Victorian AIDS Council, and this gorgeous boy came in and started talking to another colleague and I about honouring us. And I thought, oh, my God, this all...
No one's asked to honour me, Emma.
No, but it's been a wonderful experience. And I know now that I was instrumental in setting up Switchboard in the early days, in the 90s. And when I go to any function now, I get acknowledged. And I must say that it's quite overwhelming. They acknowledge the elders, and it's pretty special.
On RN, I'm Patricia Carvelis. Tristan Meacham and Heather Morgan are my guests in the drawing room, and we're talking about the coming back out ball and I suppose ageing around being gay and lesbian and what that means. So, Heather, you mentioned that you've helped start Switchboard. It's a telephone counselling service. What sparked that? What made you want to do
well,
that?
Well, I know that when I came out, I had nowhere to go.
And what year did you come out? I just want to...
About 1979. I had 79. So I went out, a friend came out to me that he was gay. And so he and I would go out looking for places. And seriously, in those days, I didn't know where to go. I was a married woman in the suburbs with three kids. And I'd go to all these parties, or I thought we'd hear about stuff. And I always remember one in Collins Street going up the stairs, and they'd always say, sorry, it's a private party. So we'd say, sorry, and we'd walk out. And we'd end up at swingers' parties. That's what we weren't looking for that. Eventually, I saw an ad in the paper for a group called, it was Lynx, a women's group, and it was held in a kindergarten once a month. And that changed. I just could go out from there. You know, it was pretty amazing. Sitting on little tiny chairs, a bit scary. But anyway.
But it's about meeting other people like you.
Trying to meet other lesbians in the suburbs. And, it's pretty amazing. There are a whole lot of people out there, but you don't know where to go. And even now, I think, for a lot of women or men who are coming out, it's difficult.
And I just have to say that the work that Switchboard are doing at the moment is obviously incredibly important for our community at this point in time. The idea of visibility, the idea of being able to speak to someone that can actually advise you on the issues that you may not necessarily have in your own family context, your own regional context, is so vital for especially the sort of divisive commentary that's happening now.
I mentioned community in the introduction. It seems like there's a very broad idea around this, the sense that there is a community. You know, be it youth finding their place. But has that community existed for older LGBTQI people, or is this about starting that community? Because I've always found that the gay community is, I've got to say, really quite supportive of older people, more so than I see particularly sometimes. It's absolutely owning that this is a generalisation, but particularly for women, I find that the heterosexual community is probably less comfortable with ageing. I've always thought that the gay community seems to mix ages. You go to a gay venue and you see young people and old people in the same venue.
I think there's certainly an intergenerational relationship with our community, and that's one of the reasons why Heather and I have been able to become such good friends and actually start up that conversation about let's honour and let's work together in a way, because family structures are different and relationships are different, and you have to sort of learn to be mercurial in that way. I think there's always more work that can be done with different parts of our community as well, and it's always really important to be creating safe spaces, social spaces, and making sure that maybe we are supporting each other, but maybe there isn't necessarily a space for an older gay man who's just come out that would like to actually just meet some new people. And so my interest has really been about using creative actions as an art form to really join people together. And from the work that we've done a monthly dance club that's happened over the last 2 years, just been very aware that there has actually been a real need for that. So we're getting contacts throughout Australia in terms of that form, which is actually just a very simple thing of saying, let's come together once a month, serve some great catering, of course a glass of champagne on arrival, and have some dancing. And that's actually been something that people have said, actually there's a real need for it, and that's quite transformative, which was a bit shocking for me.
Yeah, I've been to the dances and it's great fun. And I think you're right about community. I often said to myself, what is the community? I mean, who are we talking about? This coming back together with the dancing is great, because I think we all go back, you know, we get older and we change, and our interests changed as well. You know, I'm into poker. I'd rather play poker than go dancing really now. But
oh, good for the next dance club. Yeah, good to know.
Yeah.
Elders poker night.
Yeah.
How about you personally, Heather? Have you embraced this term elder?
Well, I must say at first I was a bit uncomfortable. I thought it was a bit difficult to accept, because I was at a conference and they brought this up, acknowledged all the elders, and I was looking around to see who they were talking about.
Yeah.
And I
realised it's hard,
that it might have been me. And I suppose that's about me accepting that I'm, you know, older now as well. But no, I think it's good to be on it, and I think as you get older, you do kind of miss the community, whatever that is. So this, what Tristan's kind of done, is brought the community, a group of people, together in a way.
And how vastly different are the experiences of older gay and lesbian people compared to younger people? Because clearly now I think it's fair to say there is a bit more, you know, acceptance around being gay or lesbian. You see that people are coming out in high school rather than, you know, after having heterosexual relationships or having children, which is, it appeared to me, and I'm making another generalisation, the way it happened perhaps in the 70s or the early 80s. Does that mean in your cohort of people who've come out, there are people who have lived both lives and have, you know, children, for instance, from heterosexual relationships? Mm. Is that part of, is that a different conversation?
Yeah, I think the thing that I still believe is that it is much better. I mean, really, for people. I worked with people at the Victorian AIDS Council, and like Tristan was saying, they'd be diagnosed with HIV and tell nobody. They had a life-threatening illness, they tell nobody. So things are a bit better. But even now, in this day and age, people are still... I heard this awful story about a woman who was in a nursing home, had to go into a nursing home, and the staff wouldn't touch her. They wouldn't go near her because there was still that fear. So there are things happening now trying to change the way people see people, you know. But it's a pretty still scary thought.
I wonder, Heather, coming out in 1979, as you said, the world was such a different place. You think back then that we would ever have a debate around changing the laws for marriage equality?
No, never. Ever thought, you know, I can't believe it. And I'm just amazed that everyone's not voting yes, and I'm out to determine that they will. But, yeah, I think that has changed. I mean, we didn't even talk about things like that. You know, that wasn't even the public realm. But now, hopefully, that will change and we will all be able to get married if you want to. I mean, it's something I'm not interested in doing, but in the future, a lot of people want to get married. And I'm a celebrant. I haven't done any, I've just retired, so that's something up my sleeve.
If there is a yes vote and this does happen.
I think I'll be very busy.
Are you going to come out of retirement?
I will, absolutely, yeah.
Tristan's excited. Tristan, are you going to get married just so she can be the celebrant?
Only if Heather will be our celebrant, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Tristan, just a final question. Is some of the work around this, I mean, beyond the coming out ball, a lobbying effort and awareness effort for aged care facilities and others to change policies to think more around these issues?
I think it's a provocation for the whole community. We're not specifically targeting aged care, but it's absolutely a gesture about social transformation and through creative action showing that that can actually bring people together. So this one big glorious event that will take over the largest civic space in Melbourne, we will have a glorious LGBTI party with wonderful, wonderful performers from around Australia. That is a creative action that's trying to encourage this discussion. And so all of these conversations are actually leading up to the event and are just as important as our one-off event that will be taking place, hopefully annually. But it is about hopefully changing people's minds, changing people's perspectives around discrimination, inclusion of any form, really.
Thank you for coming in to both of you. It's been a really interesting conversation.
Thanks for having us.
Tristan Meacham and Heather Morgan have been my guests in the drawing room. Tristan is the artistic director of All the Queen's Men. Heather was a founding member of Switchboard and one of the LGBTQI elders being recognised at the Coming Back Out Ball. And if you're in Melbourne, the Coming Back Out Ball is running on Saturday the 7th of October.